Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're pleased to welcome longtime Cowboys insider Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News. Calvin, what was your perspective on that fourth quarter when it all went completely off the rails for Indianapolis?
I was like, Jeff Saturday needs to go back to television because this is a disaster. I mean, they were getting turnovers. The third string running back is getting a touchdown. It was crazy. 33 points, the most ever in franchise history in the fourth quarter. It was wild. I've never seen that before. It's crazy.
It definitely happened very quickly, too, and they were able to score after every single one of those takeaways, which is huge. When someone asks you to describe the Dallas defense or tell them why the Dallas defense is so good, what do you say, Calvin?
I would say they're a very nasty defense because they have a lot of pass rushers. They get after the ball. They have a defensive coordinator that's not afraid to blitz everybody to get after the quarterback. And they got some guys who can make plays on the ball in the secondary, and that's hard to do. So they have a lot of great players there. They're going to have some issues in the secondary because Anthony Brown apparently tore his Achilles. He's one of the starting corners. So they're going to have some issues there. But outside of that, they're a fantastic defense.
I think one of my favorite things about the defense, too, is that it's not just one or two guys. Now, there may be a couple of stars that people know outside of Dallas, but they've got multiple guys with five-plus sacks. They get after the quarterback from a bunch of different angles, and as you point out, the secondary, even if it does lose a piece, still has guys who can make plays, even if you don't know their names, even if they're not the stars.
Oh, yeah. Deron Bland, was this rookie that they fell in love with. They drafted him on the third day of the draft, and they wasn't sure, if he could have an impact. But he has had an impact from day one of training camp. And they lost Jordan Lewis early in the season with a foot injury, and they were confident to say, Deron Bland, you're a rookie, Fresno State, we're going to put you behind in the football game. And we expect you to make some plays. And he made two great plays tonight, two picks. And they've loved him ever since the start of training camp.
Calvin, this is a total opinion question, but we know that Dan Quinn was in hot pursuit, and there were teams that wanted him last year before Jerry Jones made it worth his while to stay in Dallas. Do you anticipate that being the case again with the next NFL head coaching cycle?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, Dan Quinn, he can be selective. Because he coached in Atlanta, he coached the team to the Super Bowl. Yeah, they coughed it up to the Patriots. We all understand that. And he's a real, personable guy. He's a smart guy. So once again, he's going to have his choice of teams to pick from. And I don't know how much more money Jones can give this man to stay. But last year it was easy to do that. This year's going to be a lot harder, and there's going to be a lot of jobs opening up for Dan Quinn. He's going to be selective, and he's going to get a job, and he's going to take it.
Mm. It is interesting, though, that his best successes, I would say the best stops on his resume, have been when he's a defensive coordinator. So in Seattle as well as in Dallas now, Atlanta had a little bit of success, but really his defense was the major issue the entire time he was that coach.
Yeah, it's interesting because, sometimes – and I think he's learned this. Sometimes you got to be the CEO, and you can't be the guy that's calling the defensive signals and all this kind of stuff. And if he gets a second job, which I believe he will, I would think he would say, I'm going to be the CEO. I'm not going to call the defensive plays like I did in Atlanta in the early part of that tenure. And I'm just going to step back, like kind of like Mike McCarthy. Because, you know, Mike McCarthy was a play caller as a head coach for a long time in Green Bay. And then toward the back end of that tenure, he said, you know what? I got to get out of it. I can't do it anymore.
Right.
And then he got back into it a little bit. But I think he's seen Mike McCarthy here in Dallas not calling the plays and just be a game manager is a lot easier to handle. So I think that would be the next step for Dan Quinn. That would, if he gets a job, wherever it may be, Arizona, who knows, you know, that he'll say, I'm just managing a game.
Calvin Watkins is with us from Dallas or AT&T Stadium, where Sunday Night Football turned into it turned into a lopsided victory by the Cowboys with 33 points in the fourth quarter. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I was just saying here on the show, Calvin, that I really like the Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard 1-2 punch, the balance, the way that they have been since Zeke got healthy. What do those two guys have to say about splitting carries and splitting touchdowns and splitting the load?
Dak Prescott said it best about both of those guys. He said they have zero egos. And when you talk to Zeke and you talk to Pollard, those guys are like, look, I want the other guy to do well, you know, because that makes us better as a team. And Tony Pollard, he's had to answer questions about his durability since he got in the NFL out of college because no one thought this man could carry the ball more than 15 times in a game, and he's done it. You know, he carried 21 times about 3 weeks ago. And so he's answered those questions. He's got a contract year. Zeke's got his money. He's got a busted knee, and Zeke's still out there running around. And those guys just they enjoy being around each other. Zeke is encouraging Tony. Tony's encouraging Zeke. It's a really good thing to see because there are no egos in that running back room. Now, today there was an issue because Jerry Jones told us after the game that the reason why Tony Pollard started tonight was because Zeke Elliott had a discipline problem. Apparently, Zeke – now, Jerry was a little fuzzy on the details, but Jerry was like, hey, I think either the phone went off in a meeting or he was tardy for a meeting, one of the two. So, but outside of that, that little hiccup tonight or whatever that was, those guys have been great.
I don't know that I've ever seen or that I do see a guy in the NFL these days take more advantage of the opportunities when they're presented to them to him than Tony Pollard. You mentioned the lack of ego. I mean, the guy will do whatever the team asks him to do whenever the team asks him to do it. And he capitalizes. He's a carpe diem guy. Seize the day and just do it. He's been so great in that role for the Cowboys the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, he had to a similar role when he was in college at the University of Memphis. He was like the number two guy there. And then the Cowboys drafted him, and they said, well, you can be the number two guy here behind Zeke Elliott. And I remember when he was drafted, Stephen Jones had said he could be our Alvin Kamara, a guy that we can throw out of the backfield, a guy that we can give, you know, we can give Zeke a break, and he can carry the load for maybe a couple of series, especially at the start of the second half. And that's what they've done. And now this season he's really emerged as a guy who you could say, hey, you could be running back number one, we can give you the ball 18 times a game, and we'll be okay. And that's the best thing about what Tony Pollard has been able to prove to not only the Cowboys, everybody else, because he's going to be an unrestricted free agent next year, and the Cowboys are going to have to make a serious decision about whether or not they want to bring him back or not.
All right, Calvin, the million-dollar question. We know Odell Beckham Jr. had his tour late last week with the Bills, the Giants, the Cowboys. What's the latest?
The Cowboys are going to host Odell Beckham tomorrow. He's going to get into town at some point in the morning. He's going to have a steak dinner somewhere. He's getting a lot of steak. He got some steak in New York. With the Giants and the Bills. And the Cowboys are planning to give him a steak dinner up here to show him what the meat is like in Texas. He might go to the Mavericks game tomorrow. The Mavericks play the Phoenix Suns. And Dak Prescott said, hey, if Odell wants to go, I'll get him a suite. But he also knows Odell likes to sit courtside, but Dak's more of a suite guy. So Dak said we'll have to work something out. But Odell's coming here. Now, the big question for the Cowboys is, do they want Odell Beckham to work out? And Jerry Jones and I think others in the organization would love for that to happen, but I don't think it will happen. So the problem is, do you want to sign this guy without him working out? Mm. Yes, you're going to take the physical, and the doctor's going to, you know, look at that joint and all those kinds of things. But do you want to sign him without seeing him move around on the football field? And Jerry Jones said, I am okay being uncomfortable in signing this. Ooh. But I think the big thing is he has to pass a physical, and the money has to make sense.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next, Calvin. Mm-hmm. What can the Cowboys offer him in terms of money that's commensurate with, say, the Bills and the Giants?
Well, the Cowboys have about $6.5 million available under the cap. So this year would be, say, we'll give you $3 million and call it a day. But Odell Beckham wants a multi-year deal.
He does.
So the issue is the second year. Like, how much do you pay Odell Beckham in year two? And so that's where the money gets a little fuzzy. The Cowboys, who are going to be cap-strapped next year as well, because they have this guy in Dak Prescott, he's going to take a lot of the cap space as well next year, and as well the left tackle, Tyron Smith. So they're going to have some serious decisions to make on their cap. So how much do you want to pay Odell Beckham in year two? Now, remember, they traded Amari Cooper this past year because he's going to make $20 million in their cap. So if you don't want to pay Amari Cooper $20 million, do you want to pay Odell Beckham $20 million in 2023? And the answer is no. So they're going to have to come to some sort of agreement to say, we'll give you $3 million this year. Maybe next year we'll give you $12 million. And with incentives, maybe you can get to $20 million. You know, so we'll see what happens. But the Cowboys are going to have egg on their face if they can't sign Odell Beckham. Because of all the teams that have talked about him, the Cowboys have been at the front of the list
right.
lobbying for Odell Beckham.
Not to mention the courting of Jerry Jones, who's been reaching out to him on the sly, even so his quarterback didn't know. All right, Calvin, ever since I found out we were going to have you on the show, I was thinking, I can't wait to ask him his opinion to what's happening in the NFC. I call it the NFC Beast now because it's the best division in football. The Eagles, the Cowboys at the top, and a putrid tie between the Giants and the Commanders today. However, this is one hell of a division. Where did this come from?
I know. It is weird. Remember, we all thought the NFC West was going to be like the best division in football. Or was it the NFC West or the AFC West? I can't remember. But the NFC East is crazy because I thought Washington, I'm surprised Ron Rivera is still around, but he's doing a hell of a job down there in D.C. And the Eagles, a lot of people were a little suspect on the Eagles, but they had a great draft. They made a great trade to get A.J. Brown from Tennessee, and their quarterback is playing out of his mind. And the Giants are also playing out of their mind. I think early in the season when Brian Daboll, you know, went for it on fourth down in the season opener, and they've been on a roll, and then they lost to the Cowboys early in the season, but that hasn't stopped them. So the division has been kind of crazy. Dallas went 4-1 without Dak Prescott. Unbelievable. It's the best division of football. I watched the end of that Giants and Commanders game today, and I was like, oh, my goodness. But that game, to me, said the Giants and Washington are out of it. You know, they're on the back end now of the playoff picture. So that tie kind of hurt both of those teams. And I don't know if the Cowboys can catch the Eagles right now, but I definitely see maybe three teams making the playoffs from the division.
Ooh. You mentioned the Cowboys going 4-1 without Dak. So just a follow-up there. Do you think Cooper Rush will stay with Dallas?
I think Cooper's going to be looking for a big paycheck from somebody.
Right.
But, you know, these teams are so desperate for quarterbacks, and they saw that 4-1 stretch with Cooper Rush, and someone's going to say, hey, I think he can help us, and they'll sign him. Now, I don't know how much money he'll get, but the Cowboys do like Will Greer, who's their number three quarterback, and he came out of Florida. And at some point during training camp, Will Greer was ahead of Cooper Rush on the depth chart, and then Will Greer hurt his groin, and he was out. So that gave Cooper Rush a chance to kind of surpass Will Greer on the depth chart and win the number two job. So if the Cowboys lose Cooper Rush, I think they're okay with that because they really like Will Grier, who's their number three guy right now.
Gotcha. Great information from Cowboys insider Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News. And we got the OBJ. We got the Cooper Rush story. We also get the insight on that running back room with Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott after a big victory by Dallas. You can find him on Twitter at Calvin Watkins. It's always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
I appreciate you. You take it easy, guys.
Thanks so much.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.